Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm your hostess today. And I am really excited to have Jillian Rutledge here to lead the meditation today. I've known Jillian for 8 or 9 years now, and she's a conscious breath coach and an awareness mentor, a free dive instructor, and she's also a dolphin guide. And, you know, I know for Jillian, the dolphins were really some of her first teachers of consciousness and conscious breathing. You know, the dolphins are conscious breathers, and so she's been in contact with these amazing beings for over 20 years and listening and observing and connecting with them. And she's also studied yoga, pranayama, breath work, energy medicine. And as a free diver, Jillian can hold her breath for like up to 5 minutes and go down to 130 feet. But one of the most amazing things I've ever seen Jillian do is dancing underwater with dolphins. And it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And she's part of something called the Dolphin Dance Project. So, Jillian, is there something else you'd like to tell us? And is there a way you can see some of that underwater dancing on YouTube or something?
Well, I wish there was, and thank you for that introduction, Mary. I love when someone reflects to you who you are, and you think, oh my gosh, that's me. That's amazing. And so I'm very appreciative. And, you know, the thing about the Dolphin Dance Project is that it is very sensitive to ecotourism, and so a lot of the work is being shown in more of the arts community and as opposed to YouTube. But there is some stuff on YouTube of our earlier work, and we've been on hold while COVID has been moving across the planet. So hopefully it's something that we can pick up really soon in the near future.
Yeah, it would be great to see some of that again. And it was beautiful work.
So it's beautiful to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to mute myself before this noise gets any worse and take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I just wanted to share that I became a free diver, as Mary said, because of dolphins. I wanted to meet up with them in their world as a caregiver and a guide and as the underwater dancer. And the dolphins are who introduced me to water more deeply than ever. And the first time I dove into the ocean, it was just me, and it was her, and it was life-changing. It was the first time I actually felt at home in my body. I think the pressure was gently squeezing me to go inside further. And it seemed like the deeper I went on the outside in the ocean, the further I went inside. Until at some point, I just lost this ability to distinguish between me, my body, and the ocean. We were seamless. We were woven together as one. And it was water who showed me how to merge consciousness with physical life. So I dedicate this meditation to the grand teacher of oneness, the ocean. This is about our bodies of water. So give yourself permission to relax, to settle into a comfortable position, and let your breath flow freely. Just go ahead and follow your inhale and your exhale for a few breaths. And let your body, mind, and emotions calm and center in the here and now. I invite you to close your eyes Return towards your inner vision. And in that vision, bring yourself to a body of water in nature that you connect with. It's a place where you feel good. It's a place where you might feel at peace, feel energized, maybe uplifted. A place that brings enrichment, feelings of abundance, bliss. Let this body of water be a place that inspires the expansiveness of wonder and awe. You could be near the crystalline blue ocean. In a warm breeze at the beach. And maybe in the middle of nowhere on a boat. Perhaps you're in a kayak rocking in the waves of a wild fjord. Or instead in a canoe listening to the symphony of a pond. Maybe you're beside a raging river, being mesmerized by the flow, or dipping your toes in a glacial aqua green lake. I see myself diving into a mystical cenote, submerged in the crystal clear underwater world, lavishing in the deliciousness of fresh spring water. Maybe you're standing under a glorious waterfall, letting it all flush away. Wherever you are, let yourself be fully, fully there. Relax into your surroundings and set your senses free. Bring back to you all of the sensations of this watery world you are near. Smell the smells. Frequency and allow yourself to be aware of all of the emotions this place invokes. And let all of this swirl and surge and whirlpool as a symphony of sound and light and vibration. Now I invite you to expand this compilation of sensation and intelligence and energy into pure consciousness. Like a fluid mandala or a cymatic pattern on water. It's pulsing, flowing, expanding and contracting in perpetual motion. Now bring this consciousness this light and energy and sound into the presence of the body of water you're with, and be there with her. As this pure consciousness, notice how this body of water you're with is so similar. She too is pure consciousness. And this pure consciousness forms its own unique cymatic pattern on water. And like you and I, she too is alive with sound and light and vibration. She too is within a living, sentient, and even a social being. And like us, this other liquid being has physical body needs. She needs to breathe. See her bubbling and babbling and splashing, mixing with the air. She needs to move. See her flowing, falling, spiraling, vortexing to the surface. This body of water needs to eat. See her absorbing minerals and electrolytes from the rocks, the sand, and the soil that surrounds her. And she needs quality relationships. See how the water forms crystalline molecular bonds of two hydrogen and one oxygen bonded over and over again together, forming a beautiful liquid crystal that transmits frequency. And anything in her proximity will be uplifted to higher and higher frequencies. So go ahead and let your consciousness be uplifted. Be energized with vitality and higher intelligence of the consciousness of water. Notice how the fluid in the body your consciousness is housed in responds to her. Feel how the liquids in your body begin to sparkle too. Feel the water in your body. We know we're 70% water. We know we came from the ocean, as all beings did. And we kept the sea held within the vessel of our skin in the form of fluids like blood, lymph, and our fascia. See these fluids. Feel these fluids. Know this liquid inside of you. Bring your awareness to the blood in your veins flowing with vitality like a stream spiraling through a glorious forest. Feel your cerebral spinal fluid vortexing up your spine and flooding your brain with nourishment and energy. Your lymph, it's rippling through your tissues to the basin of your heart. Notice the saliva in your mouth pooling and then water falling into your digestive system. Feel the waves of your breath surging with every inhale and exhale. In the symphony of a pond, in the fluid of every cell of your body. We are water. We are a body of water. And then, like two beautiful swirling galaxies of stars, see the two bodies of water, yours and hers, whirlpooling together. These two liquids coming together in a dance to form a saturated solution of life source energy. Moving, mixing, and dissolving into one another. You are completely immersed in this sparkling field of liquid light. And you settle into this one big pool of bliss. We have returned to the Mother Ocean's womb. Know you are safe, loved, and cherished. And in the silence, just be in communion with water. Now, slowly flow this oneness awareness to the self. Begin to feel your own body of water. Sense the vessel you are within. Feel the solid crystalline structure of your skin, your muscles, and your bones. Notice your heartbeat. And then ripple your attention to your eyes, ever so gently blinking them open. Noticing your surroundings. Notice the ocean of air you're now in. And breathe. When our consciousness begins to form in this physical vessel, we borrow water from the watershed of this planet. And when we die, we return it. We are one with water. So in between the moments of life and death, let us give thanks to water, celebrate, and cherish her. She is reemerging. She is rising up. Let us take responsibility for our inner fluids and give back to the outer fluids in this beautiful communion of life. Thank you. Curious, as everyone comes back to their own body of water, who or what is yours? What is your body of water? What did you connect most deeply with? Who did you connect most deeply with?
Yeah, first we got to get back into our bodies.
I know. We flowed fairly fluidly through that.
Yeah. So wiggle your fingers and your toes. Come back into your more solid body right now. And then, if someone would like to share with Jillian, just *6 and tell us your name.
While everybody's slowly coming back, I want to give a huge amount of gratitude to a fellow water woman named Isabel Friend. She has been an immaculate source of inspiration to me in reconnecting with the consciousness of water. She has this incredible website that's filled with resources, including a free webinar that gives an outstanding amount of information that really actually scratches the surface of who water is. But what I love about her website is that she provides heart-based actions that we can take on a regular basis to give back to the water that we consume, bringing back balance and reciprocity. That really the planet is asking of us.
Yeah.
It's called waterislife.love.
Okay. I'll check it out.
She is a spirit woman. She is a scientist. It's really amazing balance of it all.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Great. Thank you, Jillian. So is there somebody you'd like to share something about their journey today? Hmm.
Everybody's still with water.
Hi. That was very beautiful. I went to Lake Louise, and the swirling part, I actually felt like I turned into a Larimar crystal, and it was pretty cool. And then the part where we just went down to the ocean, I really felt so held as the body of water by Mother Earth, and just so held. And thank you. It was so beautiful. The whole meditation was incredibly beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Lake Louise, oh, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Magical place.
Yeah. Is there somebody else?
This is Allison, and I wanted to thank you for that. I went so deeply, and I went to a lot of different bodies of water, but what you did was change my consciousness. Every time I see water touch something else, I'm going to think about it eating minerals and plant life and absorbing all of that. It was just amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for hearing how water has needs, and that she's alive and she has really similar needs to us.
Yeah, that's something we don't often think about. Mm-mm.
Well, we tend to think of water, maybe not those of us on this call, but humanity as a whole, we tend to think of water as in an inert resource, non-renewable mm-hmm. resource.
Right.
And we forget that she's vivacious and has a life source.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think most of the people on this call do view water very differently from the general
yes.
public, but still it's easy to forget sometimes.
Well, it's also easy to slip into consuming, being a consumer of water only,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as opposed to being in a reciprocal relationship with her?
Right. Right.
So, hello, Jillian. This is Muriel, and it's so
Hi,
wonderful
Muriel.
To hear your voice and feel your spirit and receive your wisdom, and always, always grateful. And what occurs to me to share is because the hurricane came up the coast, and I was so aware of the water here. I live on the river where it goes into the ocean, and the way that the water was being so impacted by the wind, and what a dance it was for those elements, for the element of air and the element of water. And it was extraordinary. I mean, apart from inherent dangers, which, you know, part of the reason I moved here was to work with weather, so I sort of have my regimen of doing that when storms are close by. But what I was so aware of this time was, and especially after the wind was gone, it was here for about 48 hours, and then it moved on up the coast. And then I went out to the water, and oh my goodness, the way the water was transformed by the energy of the storm was so clear to me that it was so much more than we think of. We think of storms as dangerous for people and disrupting to their lives, which certainly it can be and certainly was in Florida. But there's this other thing going on that is so magnificent if you are a water person, if you're someone who's interested in water as consciousness, to be able to be on the backside of what happens when a storm dances with water. I just have so much love and respect for being able to feel what that feels like and observe it and be aware of it. And so what you did today was just very much interweaving with what that experience that I just had.
Mm. Beautiful. And what a wonderful and what's the word I'm looking for? Not just real, but not sugarcoating what a storm is, but really looking at what's going on there in the consciousness.
And it's, you know, the most important thing to remember when nature is, whether it's fire or earthquake or floods or whatever it is, whatever form it's taking, is that we are nature. And so whatever nature is going through, we're going through that inside of ourselves as well. And the more we can feel that union, that unity of all those external forces as being part of our own nature, that actually is part of what allows the weather to calm down a bit. It's that recognition. Mm. And that's my own experience and observation, but I've heard other people say the same thing as well. Yeah.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
This is Mark in Phoenix. One, thank you for that. You actually, you flashed me back to my first spontaneous Kundalini experience when I was 19, 30 years ago. I was, my family house was on the water in Massachusetts, and we'd had a big storm the night before, kind of like a mini hurricane, and there was dead seaweed washed up all over the beach. My dad ordered me to bag the seaweed into garbage bags, and I was doing that, and suddenly I had a Kundalini experience, and you know, my mind went, well, it's like plugging a 10-watt bulb into a gazillion-watt light socket. But my consciousness was, I became, anything I looked at, I became and understood life as that consciousness. And like the sand, I became the sand. And what was amazing, which I had not thought about until this, in years, until this morning, I could look at the bay, the water, and I became the consciousness of that, of the bay water, the ocean, the sea, and lived the life of the ocean. In a split second, I knew all about living life as an ocean, the consciousness. And I had not thought about that in years until now. So thank you so much for just flashing me back to something so amazing.
Thank you for bringing that forward to now.
Wow, you're so right. I mean, the sea, the ocean, the water, it has such a rich life of its own that we don't think about most of the time. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're blowing my mind. Thank you.
I highly recommend spontaneous Kundalini experiences, but only if you're kind of prepared for them. The second one I was not prepared for, and that That resulted in a massive car accident.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
So, just be prepared. But yes. they're amazing.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, this is Elisa Novick.
Hi.
It's been a long time since I've been on one of these calls. Hi, Mary. Hi, Julian.
Hi.
As Mary knows, I've been communicating with hundreds of trees, whales, dolphins, crystals, rocks, star, and spirit, those I'm working with in spirit. But I've never really felt like I had a communication with water. And there was something that, connections that I made when you started talking about water being a liquid crystal and carrying information. And it reminded me of a time, for many years, I guess in some ways I still do this, but I held these meetings called the God Work meetings, where we used a constellational process to create what I call exquisite, coherent patterns of healing and thriving for planet Earth and wherever we're guided spiritually. And these exquisite patterns, one of the meetings, a number of the meetings have been held by water, but one of them particularly was on Cape Cod on the beach. And I had a very strong sense that the patterns that we had created in the group went out through the water and as messages to all the creatures that were out there. And I didn't take it very far in terms of where that might have gone. But when I went back to that during your meditation and just experiencing the vastness of having a message, you know, like a crystalline type of pattern go out through the water, like it went through the entire Atlantic Ocean at least, and probably into whatever rain formed off of the vapors from the ocean. So although I know that those patterns have always been available in some way, etherically, to everyone and anyone, I got some of them from 500 to 10,000 years, when I started to really tune into that it had gone out through this vast liquid crystal, I don't know, it's changing me. Something inside of me is moving, transforming, and I don't know exactly what it is yet, but I just wanted to express my gratitude for kind of connecting me to something I have felt that I haven't fully connected with before. I mean, I love water. I've lived by a waterfall. I've lived up by a lake. I've been on by the ocean. I've had wonderful experiences of peace in the ocean, but now something else is happening, another dimension. And so thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for connecting in with water and the crystalline nature of her, because one of the things that I too more recently learned in more depth is the structure of water and what the structure of water as a crystal, liquid crystal really is. And I don't have the experience yet to really be able to go into it with any authority, but if you do go to this woman's website that I mentioned, she speaks about water as a crystal in a most, I mean, it's just, I mean, I can't even give it enough words to say.
I totally get it, you know, from Emoto's work and other people who've been putting certain frequencies into water, and of course using water as a base for various frequencies. Essences and such like that. But this, I don't know, somehow I went back to that beach on Cape Cod and remembered that message going out, or that new information going out through that bay then, just realizing, wait, look how far that may have gone, like everywhere, really. It's just very exciting to me.
And I love that you're also talking about how it's rising within you, right? As the waters rise on the planet and the viewpoint called climate change, there's also a rising of, you know, and whatever all that is, there's a rising of her consciousness too. And so those of us that are tuned into that, like all of us on the call, you know, there's a connection there to also, you know, we can put messages in water through transference, but we can also mm-hmm. receive messages.
Right, right. Well, I've always been very moved by, you know, what I read that before the ocean was so polluted and filled with all kinds of other things, that a whale could make a sound that could be heard from the South Pole to the North Pole. Mm. And in my conscious meditations, especially since doing a wonderful online one with Mary, you know, I've held a tone with the whales and dolphins that went around the world. But now I'm getting more the medium, all the mediums, the spiritual infrastructure, the, you know, the and the water. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless us all.
Yeah.
Hello, Julia. Can you hear? This is Saskia from the Netherlands. And thank you very much for this beautiful meditation. My body of water was the Atlantic Ocean just south of the island San Miguel in the Azores. And I saw started with an image that that I really experienced in the beginning of June this year. I was in a boat on the ocean with these very big round waves, and I was on top of the wave, and beneath me on the slope of the wave I saw dolphins jumping out. And then I went into the water. This is what we really did. I went into the water, and underwater I saw these beautiful cymatic mandalas of sound, and they were not just spherical, they were not just circular, they were spherical. Mm-hmm. And they had beautiful colors, and they merged into each other, and the water became full of beautiful colorful patterns. And I also saw the molecular water structures, all these geometric shapes, this spatial geometric shapes that the water molecules make among each other. And it was really beautiful and also very colorful. And I also experienced all the circulation going on of minerals, of the water itself, oxygen, etc. So it was an amazing experience, and everything was just full of unconditional love.
Mm. Wow, yes.
Mm. And the sound patterns that I experienced in the water, they were coming from the sounds that the dolphins and the whales were making underwater, and also my own sounds underwater, which mm-hmm. is what I do when I'm snorkeling in the Azores. Then I make sounds in my snorkel, and the dolphins react to it.
I love that.
That's so fun to do.
Absolutely.
I love that too.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. As you shared, it was really vivid for me too, and I'm grateful to have that, you know, your experience invoked, just now you sharing invoked even more depth of the cymatics and the patterns mm-hmm. in my own experience with water. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm certainly going to make a drawing or a painting of my experience.
Yes, do. Yes, please do.
That would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jillian, we were talking about, you know, the aftermath of the storm and how it affected the water. And I went out to my beach yesterday, and, you know, we were lucky. Our beach is untouched. You know, I was afraid during the hurricane that I was not going to have a beach anymore. But it hit south of us. And yesterday, I went and stood out there in the water, and it was absolutely crystal clear.
Mm.
I was surprised, you know, because all that debris down south. But the water here was absolutely crystal clear, and it was just sparkling. And Bob and I stood out there in the water, and we saw about 8 to 12 dolphins, and a little shark went right by me when we were standing there. And
wonderful.
I know, and it was like, wow, okay, so the water was just, it was just so alive and sparkling and beautiful and clear, and it was like, you know, it was hard to explain just the feelings I had of how the resilience of the Gulf of Mexico, you know, even though it had gone through this, you know, horrendous storm. Here we are,
like
a couple days
beat
later.
Up.
Yeah, totally beat up, and you know, just 50 miles north, it's absolutely sparkling and crystal clear and full of life, and you know, life goes on.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Such a great metaphor for ourselves when we get ourselves into some chaos and, you know, some whirlpools of life. You know,
yeah.
Our resilience and the clarity that we can gain afterwards.
Yeah. I would like to ask, there's still, you know, quite a few people on the call. And, you know, I've had a lot of emails in the past week or two about Taiji and the dolphin hunt in Japan. And I thought, since we're connected to water right now, if we could just all take a moment to close our eyes and send a message to the hunters to open their hearts and to really see the things they're doing for what they are so that they will stop. People are always asking for us communicators to talk to the dolphins to leave the area during the hunt. But, you know, for 25 years we've been doing that, and it's just not within their capacity. And I think really it's the people that we need to be responsible for. So let's just take a moment to send through the water to those dolphin hunters to open their hearts, open their minds, open their consciousness, to let them see what they're doing so that they stop. Thank you. And just a reminder that we can continue to just connect in and send that message and that prayer for enlightenment of those people who don't really understand what they're doing to stop. Thank you.
Mary, thank you. I so appreciate the perspective that you just shared of, as opposed to only talking to the dolphins,
yeah,
communicating with the dolphins, that we have more, perhaps, of an impact on our own species, on the
yes.
consciousness of humanity, because although we ourselves are obviously not harming the dolphins, we are a part, we are one species, and in that regard, we are responsible.
Yeah, right. And I mean, it goes for not just the dolphins, all animals, all plants, all trees, all of nature. You know, if we can hold that vision of humanity's consciousness being raised to the point where we don't have to worry about this anymore or think about it anymore, it's us that we need to shift, not what the animals and the trees and everyone else is doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jillian. This was beautiful.
Thank you.
Brought up a lot of interesting things for everyone I can see, and I so appreciate you leading this today for us, and it's just good to connect with you again.
Absolutely. I'm really grateful that you invited me to do this, Mary, because to join today, I can really feel the community, the unity, the mission, the one-pointed mission of connecting with water through all of us, and
yeah,
I could feel that as I shared, that although my voice was the one speaking, that it was all of us together doing this.
Yes. Yeah. And I will get the recording up on the website. You know, we're in our 9th year, Jillian. This is amazing.
Incredible.
We've never missed a first Friday. It's so amazing. There's over 100 recorded meditations on the website. So
that's dedication.
It is. It's a beautiful group of people who show up month after month, and we just continue to do the work. So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all say our chaotic goodbye. And Linda Applegate will be leading the call next month.
Linda!
Yeah, so hold on just a minute. Let me see if I can unmute this.
As we wait in anticipation.
Right.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Bye.